you know, let it go. Sometimes we just got to let it go. We just got to let stuff in our life go. We got to let people go. You know, you got to walk away and you got to take care of yourself. And you got to take care of those that you really, truly 100% love and you love with all your heart and all your soul. And they know who they are. They know who you love, who you know, they know how much you truly love them and care about them. And then there's others that you do care about, but you can't fix them and you can't solve the issues in their life. And you got to walk away. And sometimes you got to walk away for people's sake to keep them safe, to keep them from getting sucked into this vortex that swirls around sometimes. This, you know, there's some really bad people in this world. There are some really bad people who don't care who they hurt because they have their own agenda, their own purpose in life, which is so corrupt and greedy. And, you know, there's gold diggers out there. There are people that want to hang on to somebody because that's their only claim to fame, because they cannot accept that something's over. And there are just people that, you know, cause such disruption in people's lives, and you gotta let it go. And, you know, there are people that have issues that you can't solve. And as much as you want to help them out because they have helped you out, you cannot relate to what they're going through, because what they're going through is inexplicable. And then you yourself are going through a lot and you're trying to explain it. And on the surface, it seems inexplicable because somebody has been out there orchestrating and pulling strings and causing issues that should never have been caused in the first place, because they can't let it go. And you need to let it go. It's time to let it go. We all know that you are an ex. You've been an ex for a long time. And to keep trying to control the narrative is doing nobody any good, and to cause disruption and to cause pain and suffering does nobody any good at the end of the day. And we know what you have done, and we know that we have the evidence, and it's time to just stop. Just stop, you know? And I had to walk away from a situation here this last week. I had hoped to remain friends with somebody who really did help me out when I really needed it, but I can't solve their issues, and they need a friend, and I feel horrible that I had to walk away. But I can't relate to this. I can't relate to their vision of femininity. I cannot, you know, just because we're both women doesn't mean that we have to hate men. I don't hate men. Most of my best friends over the years have been men. My current best friend is a man. He's married to his wife. He loves his wife dearly. And we're just really good friends. Just because we're male and female doesn't mean we can't be just friends. Doesn't mean we can't help each other out. And this person has been there in some of the most darkest moments when I've needed a person who has said, I'm not going to abandon you. And this person is a friend to both myself and my man, and knows us both real well. And you know, I thank God that he's been there. And I thank God that this person that I had to walk away from this past week was there when my best friend couldn't help me, when my man couldn't help me, when I needed that help last year. And I appreciate it. And I know that I've repaid you over and over and over again. I've helped you out over and over and over again because I'm a giver. You know, I don't take much. I mean, if I don't have anything to give back, I may, you know, it may look like I'm taking for a while, but as soon as I have the ability to give back, I give back. And I know that I gave back time and 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 time again. And it, and apparently it was never enough, because you sat there and you like wanted to change who I am. I know exactly my belief system. I know my morals. I know who I am. You know, when you're going through real stressful times, you know, sometimes you got to be on a defense to, you know, self-preservation and stuff like that, or you have to have time to digest exactly what's going on when you have people that wish you harm, that wish you ill will, that want to see you suffer because of their own personal gains. And there are other people that want pieces of you that you cannot give, or they want you to do something that you can't figure out. You know, just because you sit and you're trying to figure out the situation, you're trying to analyze what happened after the fact, you're trying to put the pieces together, the puzzle together, you know, sometimes, you know, what you think happened, you theorize things, and it's not really what was going on, because they were trying to make it look one way, or they're trying to make it look another way, and trying to make you look like you're the bad guy. And I'm not, you know, you're not the bad guy. I'm not the bad guy. This person I walked away from this week and had to cut off this week is not the bad person. They just have problems that I can't solve and I can't relate to. You know, I'm sorry I'm not into yoga. To me, yoga is just a form of, you know, some stretching, some exercise, maybe a little bit of, you know, there is some breathing technique and stuff, but I don't get into all the mindset, the yoga mindset and everything. I know my religious beliefs. I don't need to be told that I was raised wrong. I was raised in a very traditional Stoic, German, Lutheran, we keep it to ourselves type religious background. But I've also been a student of liberal arts student and student of other religions. I you know, have studied, read a lot about Native American religion because I have an interest in it, because there is a very, very tiny portion of me, an ancestor who was a Native American. And I am very interested in, like, the Japanese religions. I took Japanese religion in college at a Lutheran school, which is a very fine school. And when you insult my college because you have this anger towards the Lutheran tradition, or the Catholic tradition, which is very similar to Lutheran, and you insult it, you know, it really upsets me, because I know that that has been my grounding. My father, being the Lutheran minister, was always my grounding, the man who gave me my morals. And I haven't done everything traditionally. You know, life takes funny twists and turns, and we're not always going to be that marry your high school sweetheart, have your children, be married for the rest of your life. You know, things happen. You know, life takes it, but you still have this moral grounding, and you still have these lines that never get crossed. And I know what my beliefs are. I know my values. I know that there are bad people in the world, but there are so many good people in the world. And I know that, you know, you cannot tell people, scream at people, tell them that they have to change when they know what their belief systems are, and they know what has happened to them, and they know the reality. You know, they may not know the causes, they may not know all the details as to what happened or who was behind it or who was pulling the strings per se, but it takes time to dig into that and to figure out when something really bad happens, when somebody decides that they hate you for no reason and decide that they want to make you suffer and destroy you and destroy the one you love because of their own greed, their own jealousy, their own fear of the one claim to fame being gone. And, you know, they go around Nashville saying they're still with him, and they're not. They haven't been for many, many years. And then other people getting very private information and using that very private information to cause harm with others. And it's sad that it happens. And it's sad when you find somebody who's been harmed and you want to help them, but they are somebody who has so many other issues, who has so many other things going on that you just can't. And sometimes you try to help them and you spend hours and hours and hours on end listening to them, trying to help them. And at the end of the day, you can't. You got to just walk away. And I've had a couple people like that these last 2 years that I've had to walk away. And I've not done anything to harm them. They just, you know, when you dig around places that you shouldn't dig around, when you do, when you do things that you shouldn't be doing, you know, there are consequences. And some of it is just, you know, when you're sitting there yelling at somebody that they've got to believe this way or they've got to do this or that, and it's like, wait a minute, you know, I'm not the one with the problem. My only problem is I've got to dig out from a mess that was created out of somebody being jealous and greedy and corrupt, and who decided that they wanted to mess with us and steal private information and keep us down for their own greed, corruption, and greed and corruption and jealousy. And you know, you gotta, and we, and the thing is, they can't break this bond. They think that they can break us, but you're not going to break a connection that is so deep, that is so deep in the heart and in the soul, that you can't, you know. And you can do anything you can to keep people separated, but at the end of the day, you can't keep them separated in the heart and in the soul. And you can't break a connection that is so deep, that is so special, that, you know, you didn't have. I'm sorry you didn't have it. I'm sorry he didn't want to be with you the way that you wanted him to be with you. Or, you know, I know the true nature of the relationship. And, you know, you got to stop. You got to just stop what you're doing. Stop what you're doing. Stop with the nastiness. Stop with the coming after. You know, let us be. And, you know, I had another person that they needed help, but I couldn't help them. I couldn't even help myself because this other person came at us even harder than they had before. And, you know, and then this person I had to walk away from this week. You know, I was doing them a big, big favor when I fell. And I'm permanently scarred because I was doing this person a favor. Because they, you know, they needed this favor done. And I'm rushing to go do it. And I trip and I fall and I'm permanently disfigured now. I have metal plates in my arms that will never come out. My nose is never going to be right. I can get the chipped tooth fixed. you know, but I have the scar tissue and I have these scars because I was trying to help this person out who had helped me. But then at the end of the day, I couldn't deal with the drama that this person was always going through. You know, Kenny has a song, You Don't Get To. Did you hear I was happy? You just had to mess it up. And this person has really messed it up. This person knew he was happy. And it came after. They had to mess it up. And I've had that happen as well, because this person came after, and then this other person came after, and this other person came after. You had to mess it up because we're happy, because we want to be happy. And you still got to mess it up. You still got to come after. You can't let it go. You know? You know, let's all go. Let it go. Let it go. You know? We could all start singing the Frozen song again, you know? You got to let it go. And I have a new, you know, I have a new really great friend who I really relate to. We're both people that we try to help people, and we've been kicked in the teeth so many times by these people that we tried to help, because we've ended up with these people that have so many issues emotionally, economically, physically, who we want to help. We try to help, but at the end of the day, the toll has been such that it's taken so much from us, and it's taken some of our trust in humanity. It's taken some of our trust in people, that you gotta constantly be on guard. And a couple times, you know, people have seemed like they're okay, and then they screw you over. I mean, I have a family member that I love dearly. Just turned 33 years old this week. I miss this family member a lot. But this family member has managed to kick me in the teeth over and over and over again. And they shouldn't have. But they felt that they were entitled to all this stuff over the years, despite having so many good things. They took advantage over and over again, and I was left to clean up these messes, these horrible messes. You know, when I rented my condo out to my old condo out to them, I didn't put them in a lease. I thought this person would pay the rent. And instead, they destroy this condo that I had renovated. And I raised this person in that condo. And I'm crawling on my hands and knees, picking up this filth, this trash, this disgust. I'm cleaning stuff that should never have been cleaned, because it should never have gotten so bad. And they never once said, "I'm sorry I did this to you. I'm sorry I made such a mess of this place that you renovated for me, that you let me, that you were going to let me stay, and I treated it like trash." And then they come back and they want you to help them buy a home. And you have them sign a promissory note because you loaned them the money to buy their home, and they kick you in the teeth. They make one payment and then screw you. "Oh, we'll pay you later, we'll pay you later." And they pawn stuff, you know. I'm still paying for their mess. I still am. And they owe me so much. And it's not, you know, it's a moral obligation that you have to repay what you promised that you would do. And like, I promised somebody I would do something, but I haven't been able to do it for them because I've not had the ability to do that for them. And I still don't know who did it to them. You know, I still have not, because there were so many layers of crap going on the last 4 years. So many people that came after and causing trouble, causing pain and suffering. And now it's come down to, we know who cannot let go, who cannot just let it go. And, you know, I sit there and I wonder why all this happened. Because this should be such a happy time. This should be such a great time. This should be so fantastic. And it's not. You know? And there should be so much happiness. And we're working so hard. You know, he never gives up working. He's constantly working, constantly trying to make things better. And you get so close, and this person just still cannot let it go. Cannot let this happiness occur that should be occurring. And it sucks. It sucks that somebody is so nasty, so vindictive, so horrible. Cannot let him be happy. Just has to mess it up over and over and over again. And I know this person's been behind a lot of this. And it sucks. And I know this person enlisted some very nasty people to help them out. And I know this person still has not let it go. And you need to let it go. And you need to stop around here in Nashville causing trouble for us, causing trouble for me, causing trouble for him, and making, you know, this is just so awful. This is so awful. And then, you know, there's good people too. My best friend's a good person. My best friend's gonna turn 45 here on the 28th. This person has stuck his neck out over and over and over again for us. This person continues to be this amazing friend. Him and his wife. And there are times that I probably wasn't as nice as I could have been because I was under a lot of stress. You know, when I get under stress, I'm not exactly the easiest person to deal with, and I understand that. And this person tried to help somebody else out. And this person just could not comprehend that they really had the real people that were trying to help, that they were really had quality people that were trying to help. And everything we did was to try to help, but we couldn't because there was no way to get the help to them, because every time we would get close to getting help to them, they would call us names, they would call us scammers, they would call, you know, we weren't. Everybody that tried to help was totally legit, and this person has caused so many issues. You know, we never went after him. Would never go after him. You know, what we got was to make sure we did a background check to make sure that we had this real, true person. I refused to take personally identifiable information beyond what we needed just to do a background check and make sure that they were truly who they were and see if we could find a way to help them. We had nothing to do with what happened. Nothing other than trying to help somebody. And when you spend countless hours trying to teach somebody, trying so that, you know what their dream is, and you're trying to help them, and you know, you can't sometimes. There's just some people you just can't. And just like this person I had to walk away from this week with the voices going on in their head, with the shooting, they were saying, you know, somebody's attacking their head all the time. And you want them to get help. You know that there is some sort of underlying, you know, it's a process of elimination as to what's going on. You know that there's something going on in their head. There's some traumatic event that triggered this. And then there's also some I believe that there is an underlying physical condition, but they refuse to go get that checked, even though this condition runs in their family, and it would explain a lot of their symptoms. And there's also an environmental concern in the home that affected myself as well, because having been away from there for a while, I know that there is an environmental situation in that home that is contributing to part of their problem, because it harmed me and it harmed my dogs. And I believe, and by getting away from it, I'm like, there really is an environmental situation there. And on top of a medical condition, on top of whatever is going on in your head that triggered whatever traumatic event triggered whatever you're going through. But it's one of those things that we can't relate, and you won't let us talk to you the way you talk to you and figure out what's going on. And then on top of everything, you want to dictate to us how we have to be, how we have to feel, what we have to do. And it just, you know, there's so much. And so you got to let it go. Just like I had to let some other stuff go. But the one person I will not let go is the person that I have the deep connection with the heart and the soul. And this person has written about their connection to me. They have put it into song. They have expressed their connection with me. They have talked about their connection with me and how deep it is. And I've had to be the pillar of strength for this person. When this person has gotten to the point where they want to just curl up, you got to say, you got to go on. You got to keep going on. And then my pillar of strength has been my best friend telling me, you know, we're going to conquer this. We're going to make everything all right, you know, and we're so close to making everything all right, but we still have someone who won't let it go. And it's got to be let go. And, you know, the record labels need to know I'm not a harm. I'm not a threat. I'm good. I'm good for this man. I've helped him take the music to the next level. And there's so much more that's going to come out of it, because there's so much behind the scenes that we've gone back and forth and sent back and forth to each other. That is going to be really incredible. And the writings that I have done are really incredible. And the writings that I have given to him, the ideas I've given to him, he's taken and he's run with, and it's successful. And you're holding back something that is successful, and you need to stop holding back what's successful and what's going to work and what's going to go on in the future, you know. And you got to let it go. You got to let it go. And, you know, I love to write songs. I love to, you know, I channel so much of his feelings. I channel so much of what's gone on. I would love for him to put out an album going through the emotions that we've gone through. He's already put a song out. There's already a hit song out about a conversation that we had years ago. A conversation that was really unique, was really special, that really, you know, it was one of those get to know you moments. You know, what if? Use your imagination. Let your imagination run. And it's really cool that occurred, and it was put into this song, and it was really, really, really special. And then he put into a song how I took on more than I should have taken on, and why did I take it on? You know, when you got somebody that you got to fix, it's really hard, because when you're dealing with something that is really, really hard to fix, when there are people that want to see you fail, that want pieces of you, that, you know, want to harm you, because they're jealous, they're greedy, they're corrupt, you know. It's hard when they want to keep you apart, when they want to see you suffer, when they want to break you apart, you know. It's hard. And you go through a lot. And, you know, what was supposed to be a long weekend in Nashville has been a long experience. And thank God for the good friends and the people I've met here in Nashville, including the person I had to walk away from this week. Because you people have really been there for me. You have been really special. I mean, I could list so many people here in Nashville. My best friend, who knows who he is, his wife, Dustin Sellers, Mikkel Raphael, Bridget, I can't think of her last name right now, the people that I stayed with, Matt and Susan, Carrie, you know, just so many people, just the Creole Diva. You know, I miss walking up to when she was at the Richland Farmer Market. Just her smile would just make my day. You know, there's been so many people at my old apartment, and Lynn and Steve and, oh gosh, just so many. And, you know, we try so hard to be good people. And you try so hard to help people. And sometimes the people you try to help, they end up hurting you. And, you know, people you care so much about, I told you, you know, the one person I think that's kicked me in the teeth the most, they turned 33 this week. And I'm estranged from them. I miss them. But, number one, I had to keep you safe. And number two, I was tired of being kicked in the teeth. I was tired of this bailing you out constantly and you never repaying what you were supposed to repay. And I miss my son. My son's busy doing his master's degree. And I miss my son. And I had to kind of step back so that these people could be safe. And it's hard because they don't understand how much, what's really happened. But I need them to know that I'm really strong. I've had to be really strong for somebody who really needed me. And I had to be there, and I had to be their muse. And they are my muse because they've gotten me into this writing, this fantastic writing. And I've gotten me into the creativity again. And, you know, I got to thank, you know, like, they're not in Nashville, but my sorority sisters and my high school friends and my college friends and my photography friends and my artist friends and my work friends, you know, for being there. And, you know, someday this story is going to come out and it's an amazing story. It's an amazing story of strength and connection and true love. And one that has gone through just so much stuff. But it's an amazing situation. And I hope that those that have caused the harm, those that have caused the hurt, can just let it go. Because, you know, I had to let it go. Because I had to let some things go. And it's not like I have forgotten what I promised, but I can't deliver on what I promised because I don't know what caused it and I haven't had the ability to. And I need some people that made me promises to deliver on those promises. You know, I have that promissory note that's a promise that should be kept because it's a moral obligation. I know my moral obligations to a couple of people that I promised, but I can't fulfill it yet. You know, and there are others where, you know, I just had to walk away because it just wasn't healthy for, it wasn't a healthy situation, you know, and doesn't mean any ill will. You know, the one I had to walk away from this week, I want her to get the help that she needs, but I can't do it. I can't relate to what you're going through. I can't, you know, I wish you would listen to the song You Don't Get To and take some of those words to heart. And the one that has caused so many issues, listen to that song. You don't get to, you know, you don't get to. And let it go. And I know this has gone on and on, but I've been thinking about this. I've been thinking about toxic people. I've been thinking about relationships. And I've been thinking about, you know, what is left that needs to be done so that there can be happiness. And then I think about new friendships that are formed. And I think about, you know, having peace again, having happiness again. And it's very important, but you know, as much as we go through, it's not broken the spirit. It's not broken the bonds. It's not broken the connection. It's not broken the love. It's not broken what we feel in the heart and soul. And I think that's really important too. And, I babbled on, and I just want to thank y'all for listening.